Hello and welcome to Turning Point, the programme that asks the question, what was the one decision or conversation that changed your life forever? Today's guest has written for The Wire, The Guardian, The Quietus, has presented on Radio 3's Late Junction, has just completed a PhD on the Foghorn, and runs the ArcLight Editions record label. Jennifer Lucy Allen.
I was working at The Wire as the online editor, and I was reviewing a record, I think it was Oren Ambarchi's Audience of One, and I wrote, oh, it sounds like a foghorn. And I'd gone to fact check myself to be like, oh, actually, what does a foghorn sound like? And I ended up in this YouTube hole of videos and reading about these things, and kind of got hooked on this question of how did these 120 decibel horns get installed on British coastlines? Who thought that was a good idea? And what happened that made that the case? And how did this sound become so recognisable? And like, I was asking all these questions of the internet, basically, just stuck in my own little research hole. And I didn't really think anything of it. And I was doing a lot of music writing at the time. And then I got sent to write a feature on a large outdoor concert in South Shields near Newcastle. So it was this performance, it's been written about quite a lot. It was really dramatic. And there's a restored foghorn there at the lighthouse called Souter Point Foghorn. And so I drove up with a couple of mates to see this thing. And what it was there was a flotilla of ships. So RNLI boats, a cruise ship, fishing boats, little dinghies, all arranged with their ship's horns at various points in the at sea, off the coast by the lighthouse. And then there was a brass band onshore that was made up of like three brass bands. So it was an enormous band. And it took place next to the foghorn. So the piece was this incredible like open air performance called the Foghorn Requiem. And what happened was the brass played a phrase and then the ships echoed it back. And I'd done an interview with the composer who'd said this was going to happen, but when it did, the ship's horns were all tuned, so it was a perfect echo from way out at sea. And then at various points in that performance, the foghorn sounded as well. And it just, these were big sounds, you know, and a massive geographical scale. And the sound of the foghorn there, it's a diaphone, which means that it has this sort of coughing with a grunt at the end. So it goes, ah! So it's this incredible sound, you know, it's powered by diesel engines that make compressed air, so it's basically a huge trumpet, literally. And then so the foghorn sounded, took everyone totally by surprise, completely dwarfed these sounds that had been huge before the foghorn sounded. And then at the end of the performance, the foghorn sounded, but instead of honking it, they just opened the valve and let the air completely drain out of it. So it started in this massive, like, metallic groan, and then it slowly drained out. And it's this industrial machinery, so the noises it was making were these coughs and spluttering and grunting, and it was really sort of animal or human in a way, and then kind of drawn out to this sort of quiet wheezing gasp until it was totally silent. And obviously I had this, you know, I was completely thrilled by this whole thing. But then I looked around at this final note and this audience, which was, you know, it's a very mixed audience, and people with their dogs and families, and then younger people in their 20s. So really, really, and a large crowd, there must have been a couple of hundred people, all just in the open on this cliff edge. And everyone was just looked either shell-shocked or was crying, or it had triggered this massive emotional reaction in this audience. And that was the moment when I realised, actually, this thing that you thought was like your personal YouTube hole has this sound has a resonance that's emotional and that has a connection to place, obviously, because that area has a really deep connection to shipbuilding. And the Requiem wasn't for the Foghorn, it was for the industry and with the colliery brass represented on shore. And that moment was when I was like, okay, this actually means something to quite a lot of people. So while it seems like this comedy research project, the resonance in terms of place and history and industry in Britain particularly, and how that relates to sound, suddenly just came to life. So after that performance and after I'd written the feature on it, I had a conversation with somebody outside the Arnolfini in Bristol who had just got a PhD funded in something that sounded quite obscure to me. And I remember asking him, it's my friend Al, who I still work with, who funds a project like that in this, in, at the time it was like 2015, who funds a project like that in 2015? And there's the AHRC has a particular consortium that deals with interdisciplinary stuff. So mine involves like history and sound particularly. And that has potential for like engagement beyond this boundaries, so, and particularly for people coming from different careers, not from a straight academic route. So then I applied for that and at the University of Arts London and went through whatever the rigmarole of that is and got funding, and now I'm an expert in foghorns.
For further information on Jennifer, go to Twitter at Jen1Fur_A. Thank you very much for listening, and if you'd like to hear more from Lush and our ever-growing archive containing interviews, debates, comedy and stories with a wide range of charities, organisations and individuals, please download the free Lush Player app, which is available for both Android and Apple.